A lot more Americans got hired in April. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Even more than expected, but no change in the unemployment rate. Fox's Lillian Wu has the Just Out report live.
Dave, job growth last month was still strong despite inflation and the war in Ukraine. 428,000 people found work in April. That's the 12th consecutive month of 400,000-plus jobs created and slightly above expectations. The unemployment rate still low at 3.6%. Sector seeing the strongest gains: leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, transportation and warehousing, and professional businesses and services. Dave?
Lillian, on Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after the Dow nosedived 1,000-plus points in a massive sell-off, erasing the big gains from earlier in the week. It may soon cost us more and more to mail stuff and ship things at the post office.
Get used to uncomfortable postage rate hikes in the coming years. That's the word from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. In remarks to the Postal Service Board of Governors yesterday, DeJoy said it's part of the plan to make the Postal Service self-sufficient.
Fox is telling you, Jay Powers, a stamp now costs 58 cents. The next proposed hike is to 60. The CDC says expect a rise in COVID cases again, with three new Omicron subvariants spreading and hospitalizations up 20% this week. One of the COVID vaccines is falling further out of favor. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The Food and Drug Administration is now restricting the J&J shot to those who specifically request it or those who cannot receive Pfizer or Moderna's offering.
The J&J shot carries a rare blood clot risk. There are reports of fierce fighting at that steel plant that nearly destroyed Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Russians now inside.
A Ukrainian commander is pleading for the evacuation of civilians and wounded fighters who he says are dying in agony because of lack of proper treatment.
Slava Ukraini.
I appeal to the world community to evacuate the civilians.
The Kremlin denies troops are storming the plant.
That's Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Conservative Supreme Court justices could face protests beyond the court, where new fencing is in place, after the leaked draft opinion showing them ready to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion in favor of states restricting it. Activists may protest outside the justices' homes. Fox's Peter Ducey asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
These activists posted a map with the home addresses of the Supreme Court justices. Is that the kind of thing this president wants to help your side make their point?
Look, I think the president's view is that there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document.
Now, the president will hit the road later this morning going to Ohio.
United Performance Metals outside of Cincinnati will host President Biden. The manufacturing plant makes metals and alloys. It's a visit for the president to push for more domestic production to solve supply chain shortages.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's trip the morning after First Lady Jill Biden left the country.
The First Lady's visiting Romania and Slovakia, two countries that border Ukraine. Just before takeoff, she thanked reporters for joining her on the trip and said,
"It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them."
The White House says she'll meet with U.S. service members in Romania, as well as aid workers and educators who are helping teach displaced Ukrainian children. By Mother's Day Sunday, she's expected in Slovakia, which the UN says has taken in nearly 400,000 Ukrainian refugees. There, she's expected to meet displaced Ukrainians, as well as families who've been taking them in. Jill Nato, Fox News.
They're back on Earth. That's a happy SpaceX control room after midnight on NASA TV when four astronauts splashed into the Gulf off the Florida coast after a six-month trip to the International Space Station. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.